Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, how do we do this? After. Amen. Amen. Just stay where you are. Amen. Don't go and sit down. Remain standing. This is not crossing over. This is not crossing over. This is not crossing over. Explanation does not address satanic oppression. No. No. It says, by the reason of the anointing, every yoke is broken. Amen. Amen. I decree every repetitive pattern be broken in your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. We are going to pray tonight that any evil gate militating against your destiny, let the gates of God crush the gates of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Come on, pray that prayer. Come on, pray that prayer. Come on, pray that prayer. 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 Every gate, the gates of hell, the gates of hell, militating against your destiny, the gates of hell that militated against your destiny in 2016, be destroyed right now. Come on, pray that prayer. 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 The gates of hell, the gates of hell, the gates of hell, militating against my destiny, militating against my career, my business, my family, be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. It's not carrying over. I speak to you, you foul spirit of the air. You are not crossing over. At midnight, at the shout of Zion, at the shout of Zion, you are not crossing over. You stay on this side of the Jordan. You stay on this side of the Nile. Lord, Lord, we pray that the chariots of Egypt, the chariots of Egypt and their horsemen perish, perish tonight. Perish tonight. Perish tonight. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. The Bible says, lift up your gates. Lift up your head, O ye 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 gates. Come on, begin to command every gate that stands upon your way be lifted. Every gate that stood upon your way, that stood upon your way to your destiny, your way to your Canaan, your way to your promised land, whether it's in your finances, whether it's in your family, whether it's in your children, we command that gate. We command the gates. We command the gates. We command the gates. We command the gates. To be lifted, be lifted, be lifted. Every satanic oppression, every failure, be lifted tonight. Be lifted tonight. Come on, pray. Pray that prayer, my brother. Pray that prayer, my sister. Pray that prayer, my brother. Pray that prayer, my sister. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We speak concerning the world of 2017. I say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I speak concerning your destiny in 2017. I say, praise the Lord. I speak concerning your children in 2017. I said, praise the Lord. I speak concerning your vision in 2017. I said, praise the Lord. Five, I speak concerning your finances in 2017. I said, praise the Lord. Six, I speak concerning the will of God for you, for spiritual guidance in 2017. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And seven, I speak concerning your perfection, that you will be here this same time in 12 months' time. I said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I welcome you. 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 I welcome you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Welcome. 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 Welcome to 2017. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Listen very carefully. What will happen to this family this year? This is the year of his promise. I said this is the year of his promise. Everything, every promise of God concerning you this year, 2017, by the power of God, by the blood of Jesus, by supernatural intervention, they are coming to pass in the name of Jesus. Only his promises are permitted to be executed in your favor this year. I see the works of darkness shattered by the promises of God in the name of Jesus. I want to share with you briefly 10 things that God will open to you this year. Amen. Amen. First, God will give you. First thing that God will open to you this year is an open door. Say an open door. I see God open to you an open door. Raise your hand to him and say, Lord, I receive my open door. Come on, thank God. Say, Lord, I receive my open door. In the name of Jesus, I receive my open door. The Lord will grant you an open door in Jesus' mighty name. He will bless you with freedom in every area of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, it says, to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David, but when what he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. I see God open a great door for you. Amen. A door of prosperity. Amen. A door of blessing. Amen. A door of increase. Amen. His promises concerning open doors will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Amen. He will send men who will open great doors to you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I can't hear your hallelujah. The second thing that God will open to you this year is a gate. He will open, give you an open gate in the mighty name of Jesus. He will grant you an open gate. He will destroy every resistance and obstacle in your way. Go and mark my words in the mighty name of Jesus. This is a prophetic word that God gave me for you, that this year, the first thing he will do, he will open a door for you. He will open a gate for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 45 verse 1. He said, this is what the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I take hold of to subdue nations before him and to strip kings of their armor, to open doors before him so that gates will not be shut. Any gate that has been shut on your approach up till now by the power of God, I declare them open in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that when God freed Peter, he got to the gates of the city. Every city has a gate. And the Bible said that the gate opened on his own accord. This is how God will open your gate. On his own accord. The gate for great interviews. The gate for great promotions. The gate. God will open great door gates for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your amen is for 2016. Praise the Lord. Amen. Number three, God will open, the third thing God will open for you this year is the windows of heaven. Every time the enemy sets a trap for you, God will divinely open a window. I pray for you tonight for the grace to see the window that God has opened as opposed to the door that devil has shut. Hear you give carefully. I pray for you tonight for the grace. I pray that God will open your eyes to see the window that he has opened as against the door that the enemy has shut. Come on, pray for yourself. Say 20 seconds. Open my eyes, God. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Come on, pray that prayer. Because sometimes the things you are complaining about are the things that God has shut because he has opened a window for you. I pray that God will open your eyes to see the window. As opposed to the door that the enemy has shut, you will see the window that God has opened. Come on, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3 that he will open the windows of heaven over you and he will pour you out a blessing, a blessing, a blessing, a blessing in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Number 4, the fourth thing that God will open for you this year is an open heart. And your amen is very weak. An open heart, an open heart. It takes a heart to pursue. It takes a heart to achieve success. It takes a heart to pursue a dream. Raise your hand to heaven. Receive a great heart. Receive a brave heart. Receive a brave heart. The heart that does not give up. The heart that does not give up. Receive a brave heart. Receive an open heart. In the name of Jesus, the Lord grant you an open heart. A heart to receive the gospel. When you receive the gospel into your heart, faith comes, hope comes in the mighty name of Jesus. A heart that fears no evil. A heart that does not fear the enemy. God gave David a great heart, an open heart. A heart that will accommodate the gospel. A heart that will accommodate the power of God. This will be your heart in the name of Jesus. I said this will be your heart in the name of Jesus. I said this will be your heart in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says in Acts 14, it says one of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. So God opens hearts. God will open your heart this year in the mighty name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. Number 5. What God will open this year, this 2017, it will be your best year ever. Because he will bless you with a sevenfold blessing. Number 5 that God will open for you is an open mind. It's an open mind. Amen. Open mind. A mind that is receptive to divine direction. You will not miss it this year. I said you will not miss it this year. You will not be confused this year. Because God will give you an open mind. A mind that is not locked in the past, but a mind that is focused in the future. A mind that is not narrow, but a mind that is open to opportunities. God will give you an open mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Along with an open mind comes great opportunities. I see you come into great opportunities in the name of Jesus. Open mind is yours. Come on, say, I receive it. Come on, receive it. In Luke chapter 24, verse 32, the Bible says they asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning?" It says, "Were not our minds burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" Verse 45 says, "Then he opened their minds so they could understand." Understanding is a function of your mind. I command your mind to be open in the name of Jesus. I command your mind to be open in the name of Jesus. It is with our mind that we receive ideas. It's with our mind that we analyze things. I pray that the mind will be opened in the name of Jesus. And I see God open your mind in Jesus' mighty name. Number 6, are you tired?
No.
Are you tired?
No.
Are you logging the information down?
Yes.
Are you writing it down?
Yes.
Because watch it. The evidence that there's a prophet in the house is that what he says come to pass.
Yes.
Amen? This will come to pass. Not because you are smart, because your time has come. Come on, I say your time has come. I say your time has come. I say your time has come. I say your word is opening up in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number 6, God will grant you an open heaven. In the name of Jesus. I see God grant you an open heaven. In the name of Jesus. John chapter 1 verse 51. He said, he then added, "Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." I see God will open your heaven this year in the name of Jesus. Open heavens means that no more struggling. No more struggling. I said no more struggling. No more struggling in the mighty name of Jesus. Open heaven. God will open your heaven He will load it up with his benefits. He will visit you. He will send helpers your way. He will send angels your way. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Are you tired? Do I take the rest home? Do I take the rest home? I should give it to you. Number 7. God will give you an open womb. I say an open womb. Yes, yes, yes. And that is twofold. Spiritually and naturally. For those of you believing God for a child or for a second child, I declare your womb open. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. For those of you, you and you as a point of contact to your family. Maybe you say, I don't need another child. But maybe your cousin is another child. Maybe your auntie is another child. Maybe your nephew needs one. I use you as a point of contact here tonight on this sacred altar and on this holy ground. I declare there are wombs in your family open in the name of Jesus. There are certain families, their wombs are closed, not because of anything, but because of a satanic oppression. And so tonight, we declare all wombs open. And I use you as a point of contact to your family in the mighty name of Jesus. If you have anybody in your family who is believing God for pregnancy, at the end of this month, go and call them and tell them, are you pregnant? Ask them. Ask them. Ask them and tell them, because my pastor asked me to come and ask you in the mighty name of Jesus. 2, we talked about a brain child. A brain child. Your brain has womb. Your brain has womb. And that's why we say someone has, when someone invents something, we say it's the brain child of this person. Amen? That means that your brain has womb. So it talks about creativity. It talks about productivity. Put your hand upon your head. Put your hand upon your head. I declare the womb of your mind open. In the mighty name of Jesus. From this mind, you will birth great things. From this mind, you will birth great ideas. In the mighty name of Jesus. The womb of your mind will not be barren. But the womb of your mind will be productive. From this mind, you will conceive great ideas. You will conceive holy ideas. I pray for midwives that will come and birth your ideas for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will grant you an open womb this year. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the family say.
Amen.
And the family say.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 30 verse 22. Then God remembered Rachel. He listened to her and enabled her to conceive. God remembered Rachel. God will remember you this month. In the name of Jesus. He will remember you this month. And then he will what? He said, and he remembered her. And enabled her. So it was God who enabled her. So I see God enable you. I see God enable your mind to conceive. In the mighty name of Jesus. So what was that number again? 7. Oh, okay. We're talking about open womb. And the next one is what? God will open your eyes. I said God will open your eyes. The Bible says that's the servant of God says, alas, my master, those who are for us are more than those who are against us. May God open your eyes. May God open your eyes. May God open your eyes. That means that it is possible for your eyes to be closed to your helpers. Amen. And so the servant was worried. I said, master, we are surrounded by chariots. And the master looked at him and said, what's wrong with this guy? He says, Lord, open his eyes. Open his eyes. Open his eyes. What you are believing God for, there's an opening somewhere. But God will open your eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will see opportunities. You will see your helpers. In the mighty name of Jesus. God will open your eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 15 says, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. 1 Kings 8:29. May your eyes be open towards the temple night and day. I pray that God's eyes will be open towards your household. Will be open towards your postcode. Will be open towards your children. In the mighty name of Jesus. He will grant you open eyes. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And then I listen to the next one. It says, he will open my eyes and open my ears. And so I see God give you open ears. In the mighty name of Jesus. I see God give you what? Open ears. Open ears. Open ears. He will send people who will listen to your complaint. He will send people who listen to your complaint. Listen very carefully. It was 2000. And you've heard this testimony several times. It was 2000. I picked up a job. And at that job, they were paying me £450 a day. I was okay. £450 a day. £9,000 per month. How much am I going to eat? I was okay. I was just fine. One day, my boss was going for a ciggy. He said, Eddie, do you want to go along? Come along. I said, I don't smoke. He said, but just come along. So I sat down, looked at the woman. I said, well, let me go. So I walked with her. We stood outside. We were chatting. So she was smoking. So I was smoking and puffing away. I was looking at her. So what are we going to do now? From nowhere, out of the blues, she said, Eddie, how much are you on this project? I said, but you know, I'm not at liberty to tell you. She said, yeah, but I'm asking you. And then I kept quiet. He said, no, go ahead, you can tell me. I'm all ears. May God send people that will hear you.
Amen.
May God send people that will hear you.
Amen.
I said, Liz, I'm not complaining about my rate. I'm okay. He said, yes, but I want to hear. May your complaints be heard.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. He said, I want to hear how much you are earning. I said, I'm on 450. As he started choking. I said, what? I said, what? You are on 450? I said, yes, I'm happy. He said, no. I said, no, yes, I'm happy. He said, no, Eddie, no, you don't understand. She said, when we were going to hire you, we told them that we don't want to pay anything less than £600 a day. So according to our record, you are on 600. I said, 600. I said, do I look like someone that earns £600 a day? She said, follow me. I went with her. So I went to my desk. She went to her desk. The next thing I knew, the guy who hired me, the agency, he was in the office. They summoned him. Well, to cut a long story short, I had already spent 4 months in a 6 month contract. My goodness. They started to pay back. You know, so they... come on, do like this. Ladies, I pray for you that the angels that accompanied me throughout my stint in the marketplace, that they touch your career,
amen.
That they touch your business,
amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
That the angels that accompanied me in the marketplace in England, that same angel will accompany you in the mighty name of Jesus. I was in church one day, sitting down, minding my own business. A brother came to me and started complaining about his job. I said, why are you complaining? He said, oh, there's nobody who can do this job, and I'm tired of doing it free of charge. I said, but then give it to somebody to do. He said, well, there's nobody. I said, but I'm here. I was only joking. Before I knew it, this brother dragged me and my wife. Before we knew it, we were sitting down in front of the vice president of Barclays Capital in the city. I say yes. And we sat there, husband and wife. What came out of that project? Oh, on our way home, I said, honey. She said, honey, I love you. Say, I love you too. I love you. Is this real? She will pinch me. I will pinch her. Are we sleeping? I said, we're not sleeping. At night, we lay down. It gets each other. I said, Bola. Raise your hand to heaven. It is easy to make it in England. It's all a function of your spiritual roots. It is easy. There's nothing hard in this city. There's nothing hard. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that this year, you send these ears. The ears that will hear the complaints of your children. The ears that will hear their cry for your help. In the name of Jesus. Send their helpers. Send their helpers. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Psalm 34, verse 15. The ears of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. That will be your portion. Open ears. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You want one more? Have I given this one before? This one is very nice. Very, very nice. God will grant you an open hand. Amen. Come on, put your hands well like this. Cup your hand like this. Cup your hand like this. Cup your hand like this. Today is this Sunday. You will come, bring your anointing oil. We're having an anointing service. We anoint your hands and anoint you for 2017. Cup your hands. Cup your hands. Cup your hands. I say, cup it, cup it, cup it, cup it. That's the picture. Cup it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for these open hands. These hands will not be idle. Amen. These hands are cupped for gathering. Amen. I decree in the name of Jesus that this year of your blessing, this year of your promise, I command everyone, I command everyone, I command everyone under the sound of my voice to come into their harvest in the name of Jesus. I say gather, 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 I say gather but not a few, I say gather but not a few, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Psalm 145 verse 16. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. I decree that your hands will bring you satisfaction. Amen. I decree that no leaking blessings. I decree that no leaking blessings. With your hands, you will retain every single blessing and every single pronouncement over you this night. In Jesus' mighty name. Wave those hands to heaven and say, Lord, I thank you. Come on, say, Lord, I thank you. Put your hands together. As I put those hands together. I decree that the joy of this night will accompany you throughout this year. In the name of Jesus. When the devil sends sadness your way, I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will remember this night. Just as the seed of Cornelius was remembered, he said, your alms and your giving has ascended to God. And God remembered his seed and sent someone to bring a harvest of knowledge to him. So shall it be with you this night. From tonight, the capacity to be sad be destroyed in your life. Amen. From tonight, every time you see an obstacle, I decree the power of God to shatter those obstacles. Amen. Right before you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I pray that the angel, they said, blessed is the feet of that who bring good news. I pray that the feet of men and women who bear good news be channeled to your path. Amen. By reason of this celebration tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. What you have considered impossible up till now, by reason of this celebration, the Lord converts it to possibilities in the name of Jesus. I pray that men will come and help you. Amen. Angels will be sent in your direction. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I see you take on a mysterious flight this year. Amen. You will accompany the things that natural men dream about. Amen. Because it is the year of his promise. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Tonight on this altar of celebration, we destroy everything that we counter anything that God has sent to your direction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You will get mysterious phone calls that will tell you about mysterious deals, mysterious job openings in the mighty name of Jesus. If you sit before any panel this year for an interview or for a promotion, it's only the shout of joy that the heavens have registered on your account that will find expression on that interview. All your errors and miscalculations will be turned in your favor. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Even the answers you get wrong, they will say they understand what you are saying. Amen. We will train you because of your inadequacy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. By his promise, you will triumph. Amen. this year. In Jesus' mighty name. Because he said in 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him are amen to the glory of God through us. They are yes and they are amen to the glory of God through us, through us, through us. It is through you, through your children, through the works of your hands that the promises of God will be yes and amen this year. That is what 2017 is for you. Raise your hand and give him thanks. Come on, say, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Come on, talk to yourself and say, Lord Jesus, these prophecies will not return to you void. It must accompany, it must accomplish the reason for which it was sent to my direction this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Please maybe be seated.